Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 1 Kings chapter 12, and we're reading verses 26 to 33.
Jeroboam thought to himself, "The kingdom will now likely revert to the house of David. If these people go up to offer sacrifices at the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, they will again give their allegiance to their Lord, Rehoboam, king of Judah. They will kill me and return to King Rehoboam." After seeking advice, the king made two golden calves. He said to the people, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." One he set up in Bethel and the other in Dan. And this thing became a sin. The people went even as far as Dan to worship the one there. Jeroboam built shrines on high places and appointed priests from all sorts of people, even though they were not Levites. He instituted a festival on the 15th day of the 8th month, like the festival held in Judah, and offered sacrifices on the altar. This he did in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves he had made. And at Bethel, he also installed priests at the high places he had made. On the 15th day of the 8th month, a month of his own choosing, he offered sacrifices on the altar he had built at Bethel. So he instituted the festival for the Israelites and went up to the altar to make offerings.
Our focus is on verse 30. "And this thing became a sin." Not only was Jeroboam's action in setting up two golden calves wrong, but it also led the people of Israel into sin. For fear of losing popularity and power, Jeroboam made life easier for the Israelites and disobeyed God's directions for where and how worship should happen. Obedience to the Lord must come before personal ambition or ease of life. Jesus faced his followers with the cost of discipleship, and we need to accept that obedience to Christ will be a difficult path at times. If we come to Christ for an easy life, then we'll be disappointed. Seeking to mix the comforts of the world with being disciples of Jesus can lead to compromise, and that can lead to sin, just as it did for Jeroboam and the Israelites. So let's make sure we don't fall into sin just to make things easier for ourselves and for other people. A prayer. Heavenly Father, please give us the courage to obey biblical teaching and to worship only you. Keep us from allowing a desire for popularity or ease of life to cause us to compromise our obedience to you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.